Friday, but then probably most of well, no, this week has been one of those weird weeks with the Monday holiday, so it doesn't seem like Friday, or by this time during the week, have you adjusted to the fact that the week is kind of rolling around, its high point has been hit? Maybe for some of you, it was Monday, but anyway, it's Friday the 1st of June, June 9th, 2012. So we are here, as usual, during this hour, you and me, to discuss the big hits, the hot stories, the hot topics of the day and perhaps of the week. One of the most interesting things, politicians and politics. Going back to when Hillary Clinton ran against Mr. Obama and how they were really at each other during the campaign, and then they buried whatever their problems seemed to have been and worked together. Was it all a show? Was it all fakery and foolery? What do you think? 800-510-8255. I bring us up to date with the same sort of thing, whereas, you know, you hear these people bickering back and forth. David Axelrod, who worked for Obama, is always casting, and so are the folks in the so-called news media. You know, they're playing all of these things up as drama, and they want you to listen more to the radio program or watch television for the latest results, for the latest news, for the updates, and it's all nonsense. During a White House ceremony unveiling his official portrait this week, former President George W. Bush quipped then that in addition to the portrait, he would be happy anytime the president would like his help to be heard. Or at least ask Mr. Obama the question. Ask yourself, what would George do? And the way it was done, the wryness of the smile, and actually between the two of them, you know, Obama's been running around telling everybody that he inherited this mess from George Bush and the Republicans, and it's terrible, it's awful. Well, for the purposes of getting done what he wants to get done, Obama, you know, that's what you do, or that's what Harry Reid does, or that's what Nancy Pelosi does, or that's what John Boehner does, or that's what's his face from Kentucky does. But it's a game, isn't it? If you're the pawn in this game. Another example of this, how many of you knew this week that Mr. Obama called Mitt Romney?
Yeah.
I feel like Conan doing a late night joke. He called Romney. And they had a 14-minute conversation about a bunch of stuff, including election. The people who don't want to be quoted because they don't want to make their bosses seem to be other than what the news media, what they want to be played up as. Apparently, it was a very pleasant, cordial conversation, and they laughed about some of the issues and the way they're approaching him. And then, you know, they hang up and they go back to throwing rocks at each other. I think the latest thing was that Obama's taking shots at Romney's governor, which is kind of a hard thing to do because he did a pretty decent job as governor of Massachusetts. And the one thing, by the way, getting back to the political shakeout here, because that's always the biggest issue on most of the issue-oriented talk radio programs this time of year from now until the election, that'll be pretty much it unless something unforeseen happens. So if you understand what the issues are, and you look at all of these other side issues like Donald Trump and the birther issue. He's going off on that stuff as usual. It's a sideshow. The John Edward, all of these things, political sideshows. Even what do we do in the Middle East about Iran and Syria and the Eurozone money thing? It's all a sideshow. The real, if Romney were running and stayed with the Ronald Reagan theme of 1980, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? There aren't three of you who would say yes to that. That's it. Story finished. Race over. Victory declared. That's all he's got to... Am I right or not? What do you think? 800-510-8255. Why talk about all of these other things? Why get suckered into the birther issue or whatever, anything? Because it's nonsense. It's foolishness. It doesn't mean a diddle piddle at the end of the day. Because the only thing that counts is whether you're really better off today than you were 4 years ago. And most of you would resoundingly say, N-O, no. That's it. All right? So, there's my treatise on if I were running for president, that's what I'd do. 800-510-8255. So, John Edwards is not guilty. You heard that story, right? Well, one count. Mistrial declared on the all on the others. Now what happens? They did not agree on a lot of the stuff. The one count they did agree on involved contributions from Edwards' contributor, Mrs. Mellon. Edwards had been accused of using that money to support his pregnant mistress. And they said, no, that wasn't the case. So that's mostly it's done. And he didn't. They offered him a plea bargain. He's a lawyer. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. So he was smart. Now, don't you hope he goes away and this all goes away so that things that are more important can be on the top of the bill of fare? It's a good sideshow. It's good gossip. It's all that stuff that people love to do, gossip. By the way, speaking of gossip, I don't know how many of you have heard. The idea is to present you with things you probably don't know about. So I'm going to bet many of you have not heard about the new book written by former publicist Harrison Cheng about Christian Bale. And this is Christian Bale, the actor, who played, as a matter of fact, the book is called Christian Bale, the Inside Story of the Darkest Batman. Hit stores, I think, yesterday or the day before. In the book, the author claims that the author needed intense therapy to get over his years of working for Bale. And he recounts all kinds of things about Bale and his attitude toward little girls and his hating his fans so much, his faxes, and he comes up with every despicable story you can think about, doesn't say nice things about other actors. So what? The guy's a good actor. That's what he gets paid for. Is he a cur? A lot of the actors that you may like, miserable curs? Yeah, maybe. How about the people you know in real life? Are the people that you know in real life some of them miserable curs? And does that stop you from liking him or not liking him? This is just so much hooey, but again, a lot of people love to read. It's good summer reading at the beach, probably, and people will talk about it, and it'll mean he's going to get paid any more or any less for the next movie he does. So that's the story. Again, if you're interested in the book, it's called Christian Bale, The Inside Story of the Darkest Batman. It's 14 past the hour in the Good Day program.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
Hey, Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, so a lot of information on One World Whey. People have been absorbing this. I talked to the fellow who was responsible for putting this formula to work, and boy, is this stuff helpful. It really boosts your energy. It supports all kinds of things, including fuel for your muscles as you work out. It is good for your immune system, helps you maintain optimal blood pressure. It almost seems too good to be true, but I'm taking it in half for about a month, and I really like this stuff. It tastes great. It really does. It comes in chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla. It's very cool. So if you'd like to learn how One World Whey can help you with fat loss and the elimination of inflammation and pain, intestinal health, brain function, and all that good stuff, call this number, 888-988-3325, or visit the OneWorldWhey.com website, OneWorldWhey.com, or 888-988-3325. I think you'll be very, very pleased. Okay, I want to go back for a minute, because I normally just move, spend a minute or so on a number of things that I want you to be aware of for the course of your conversation during the day. But this thing with George Bush at the White House is too good. The White House ceremony unveiling his official portrait. The former president stole the show. Here's some of the audio.
Mr. President, thank you for your warm hospitality. Madam First Lady, thank you so much for inviting our rowdy friends to my hanging. Laura and I are honored to be here. Mr. Vice President, thank you for coming. We are overwhelmed by your hospitality. And thank you for feeding the Bush family, all 14 members of us who are here. I am pleased that my portrait brings an interesting symmetry to the White House collection. It now starts and ends with a George W. I am also pleased, Mr. President, that when you are wandering these halls as you wrestle with tough decisions, you will now be able to gaze at this portrait and ask, what would George do? I want to thank John Howard Sandin for agreeing to use his considerable talents to paint my likeness. You've done a fine job with a challenging subject. It is my privilege to introduce the greatest First Lady ever. Sorry, Mom. Would you agree to a tie?
All right. So anyway, fun. So it wasn't. You can see that Bush and Obama had a little bit of strain in them, but but there's a lot of stuff. The bad mouthing continues, but the families obviously were close, and that's where you really see some of this stuff. Mrs. Obama and Mrs. Bush, and the kids, the family, the people that were there. There was a lot of hugging except between the two presidents, but at any rate, so what? It was a good time, and Bush was, he was funny. Why not? He's having a good time. Nobody's paying any attention to him. He's paid attention to nothing for 3 years, right? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There was a domestic dispute between a man and his wife in New York the other day. Paul Wood was arrested after he threw the family cat at his wife during an argument.
Threw the cat?
Oh, my God.
The cat, which still has its claws, hit his wife in the back of the head. Fortunately, neither
tried to hang on.
The cat were injured. He's been charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief. He's been called the crazed cat tosser by the New York media.
Police, drop the cat.
Join us, the Step In Today. This isn't good. Last week, a hunter in Kansas shot his friend twice because he mistakenly thought he was a turkey. Yeah, after the first shot, the guy said he wasn't a turkey, but come on, that's exactly what a turkey would have said.
Well, the FAA is investigating a Delta passenger who took a video with his iPad of birds being sucked into the plane's jet engines. And the FAA is upset that he used an electronic device during takeoff. And, of course, Delta is furious that he revealed their secret for making chicken a la king. So this is a terrible
situation. Brian Seacrest just put his house on the market for $11.9 million. Yet the house has 5 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, and 6,000 mirrors.
And according to Danish researchers, people who jog live 6 years longer than non-joggers. How many are okay with dying early and missing that 6 years of jogging? Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Are you okay with that? 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program and a review of the things, I guess the stuff that people are talking about, some of it under their breath. For example, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, are they ready to move in together? Whoa! Is that important or what? Don't you love those people at TMZ? They report that both Kim and Kanye have quietly put each of their homes on the market, suggesting that they would buy one house, pooling their resources. Kim wants $5 million for her Beverly Hills house. Insiders say they are interested in renting a home together in some gated community where they can be secretly lovers. Wow! Pretty hot stuff, huh? Speaking of lovers, how many of you are upset by the Federal Appeals Court ruling yesterday? The Defense of Marriage Act in the question. The court ruled yesterday the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional. If you don't know about the act, you've heard about this before, right? The Defense of Marriage Act defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman and denies a variety of federal benefits to same-sex married couples. It's been called DOMA, I believe. DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act. Law was passed in 1996, but since then, 8 states have gone against it and legalized gay marriage. The First Circuit Court in Boston stated that the law is unconstitutional because it interferes with the right
of a state to define marriage and denies gay couples certain benefits, like filing joint tax returns. Heterosexuals get that benefit. Why shouldn't gay couples have it, right? The appeals court decision will not be enforced until the Supremers hear the case. So what do you think will happen in the Supreme Court on this? 800-510-8255. What'd you like to see happen? Is it something that is a hot button item with you? It is with a lot of you. I know it is, because I hear from you from time to time about how upset you are. You say that this thing, the marriage between two men and two women, would be ruinous to your own marriage. And I've never gotten that. Don't even come close to understanding how some couple somewhere, who knows where, that may be of the same sex, how that affects your marriage. Unless it maybe gives you something to look for, because most of these couples seem to love each other. Although I've noticed in the lesbian community, a lot of lesbian couples get divorced. Don't see a lot of gay men when they get married get divorced. Have you noticed that? A lot of gay women get divorced. They don't last long. They don't stay married very long. But gay men seem to. One would wonder about that. But maybe not for long, because it's 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It turns out that 2012 is a big year when it comes to anniversaries. Believe it or not, 2012 is the 75th anniversary of the Golden Gate Bridge. And this year, the Beverly Hills Hotel, the Ritz-Carlton Montreal, and the Fairmont Copley in Boston are each turning 100. The Grand Hotel in Mackinac Island will celebrate its 125th anniversary. You can join the party on July 10th and stay for a weekend of music and fireworks. Now, we already commemorated the 100th anniversary of the Titanic, but here's what's coming up next. The bicentennial of the war that most people forgot about, the War of 1812. Remember that one? It's the war that gave us the American flag, the national anthem, and oh yeah, we invaded Canada. What? To commemorate that anniversary, there are a number of events happening this summer, including a parade of tall ships and naval vessels in Baltimore and the Boston Harbor. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
After the hour, 27 before the new hour, I'm Doug Steffen reviewing some of the hot topics of the day, things that you may not know much about or anything about. Saying hi to folks in Colorado Springs listening to us this morning. How do you do in Colorado? Toledo, Ohio. And the folks in northwestern Ohio, let's see, Defiance and Tiffin, how do you do? Mobile, Alabama, WABB, how do you do? Wichita, Kansas, Madison, Wisconsin. W-A-Y-Y in Eau Claire. Yes, all of you, hello and thanks for figuring out what there is that needs to be discussed here today. And your input, certainly welcome, 800-510-8255, email address doug@dougsteffen.com, facebook.com/goodday show, twitter.com@goodday. So I'm almost out of breath. There's hardly any room for me to get excited about how the strategists are trying to extract money from you for your favorite candidate. The money that is coming in from people all over the country is so obscene. And what it's like a casino. Online cash being solicited, the campaign to cash in on the email era is going on. And it isn't just for the White House, it's for Congress, it's for local offices. And of course, the stakes are high because there are a lot of people who can spend a lot of money advertising on programs like this and in newspapers, and they send out flyers. There are all kinds of things. The idea seems to be catching on with Mitt Romney's campaign, raising funds by giving contributors a chance to be one of the four picked to sit down for a bite to eat with Mr. Romney and his wife, Ann. They've done that also on the Democratic side. They're trying to collect $1 billion on each side. So they're outdoing each other. It's so disgusting. It is so un-American. It makes me want to puke. These people sell their souls to have power and control over you. That's what it is. That's what it's all about. It's, ugh. All right, this Rutgers University student, Darun Ravi, that was convicted, what, a week or two ago? Started his prison stint in New Jersey yesterday. He was found guilty of bias, intimidation, and invasion of privacy.
his roommate Tyler Clementi, remember, jumped to his death off the GW Bridge after finding out this guy, Robbie, what a scumbag, videotaped him kissing another man. Let's see here. He's going to jail for 30 days, Robbie is, but he's going to get 10-day credit for being a good guy, so he'll only be in jail for like 3 weeks. Big deal. Also sentenced to 300 hours of community service and $11,000 in fines. So do people think this is pretty disgusting? The whole thing and these weird people that have weird attitudes toward folks who are different. What different? Go, leave it alone. Go away. Yeah, it's back to the Defense of Marriage Act. Just go away, will you? Take your problems and do something. Go run around the block or go to the gym and exercise. Grow up. The two American tourists who were kidnapped in Egypt freed yesterday. They were driving north from the Red Sea. They were taken by tribesmen in an area of the Sinai that's really like the old Wild West. Man, you don't want to. This is the thing. Remember, was it last year or the year before, those two kids that were walking on the Iraqi-Iranian border and they got caught? What are you doing there? What are you, nuts? These people are tribal. They're archaic. They're in the Dark Ages, for heaven's sakes. What are you doing there? You're nuts. American Embassy in Cairo worked closely with Egyptian authorities to get these people released. They were in a place where people travel by camels, for God's sakes. That's how backward these Bedouins are. The Sinai Peninsula, Sinai Desert, you got to be kidding me. That's a scene out of Star Wars. you got to be nuts to do that. All right, and especially with all the trouble of Syrians massacring people and Iranians and their ambitions for nuclear or whatever. It's a lousy place to be. All right, so that takes care of that information, I think. In fact, there's just tons of things that are floating around here. You've probably heard the discussion about Martin Short's appearance on the Today Show the other day. If you haven't heard this, this is one for the books this week. This is kind of like the discussion of Mayor Bloomberg, and if this had been on Tuesday instead of Thursday, this would have been one of the really hot, hot, hot topics of the week, and as it turns out, it still is. So Martin Short is on the Today Show to plug something, I don't know, some movie, who knows what he was doing there. And Kathy Lee Gifford, who is one of the co-hosts of that hour, asked him about his wife, Nancy, not realizing that Nancy, Martin Short's wife, was dead. She died 2 years ago. And so, if you haven't heard the exchange, so you don't take it out of context or have it taken out of context by some news goon that edits and chops this stuff up so that you only hear what they want you to hear, here's the whole exchange.
And you and Nancy have gotten one of the greatest marriages of anybody in show business. How many years now for you guys?
We married 36 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you're still, like, in love.
Madly in love. Madly
wow.
In love.
Why?
Cute. I'm cute.
Yes, that is true. And you make each other laugh.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, guys, before we go on, Martin just told me as he was leaving, he said, Kathy, you probably didn't know, but his beautiful, precious wife, Nancy, did pass away a year and a half ago of ovarian cancer. And I feel so badly, but he said, Kathy, he said at her funeral, Mike Nichols said, just keep the conversation going. And the way he was speaking of her, well, he said
he had one of the great marriages, and at the end, he told you,
and he says, I still do. Yeah, I still do. So my apologies to him and his family for not realizing that, but he's one of the greatest guys ever. So sorry about that, Janet.
What? 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 I'm almost speechless listening to that. Do you understand how these shows are put together? The Today Show has a 14-member staff of producers. The producers prepare everything. Now, granted, they take license, no matter whether it's the Today Show, Good Morning America, any of the conversation shows, any of the Q&As, but all of that stuff, you don't think that that Wolf Blitzer prepares all of his questions, do you? You think that on the nightly news, Brian Williams does all that stuff? No, those people have it written for them for the most part. And or they have briefing papers. And I would be the first to admit that sometimes we don't always read all the stuff that's sent to us. But to make a gaffe like that, to pull something, it's, yeah, it is what it is. And people are talking about it, so it's worth a chuckle in a moment. And then we move on to Tom Cruise. Something else very important. Tom is going to revive the Entertainment Icon Award from the Friars Foundation, the charitable arm of the Friars Club. Used to be a long, it's been quite a while. It used to, the Friars Club used to have their roasts. Remember all the various stars over the years who have been roasted by the Friars Club? So apparently it was started by Douglas Fairbanks and Cary Grant. Frank Sinatra has gotten the Icon Award. But they're going to have it, going to revive it in June. June 12th at the Waldorf in New York. His new movie, Rock of Ages, will open on the 15th of this month. This is a good time for him to get the Entertainment Icon Award from the Friars Foundation. Cruise will get that on the 12th in New York. Kind of cool. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Did you know that adverse drug reactions, known as ADR, the fourth leading cause of death here in our country? Did you know that? MyInfo911. MyInfo911 has created a program that can help you with first responders getting quick access to your medical information. Just seconds. That's all it takes. MyInfo911. I've told you about them before. Pretty cool concept. MyInfo911 contacts your loved ones to advise them that you may have a problem. MyInfo911 provides an emergency identification card package that can actually save your life. MyInfo911. The ID card uses quick response technology, so when your card, your code shows up, it can be scanned by first responders. You get vital information that they need to have. It's quickly displayed, so proper care can start right away. Visit myinfo.com. Myinfo911.com. Get it right, Duggar. Myinfo911.com will benefit every person, no matter what your age. Whether your child is riding a bike or you're an adult who's sadly been disabled, MyInfo911 saves lives. Learn more
Now, before the sirens wail for you or a loved one, visit myinfo911.com for that help. 14 before the hour on the Good Day program. The situation in Los Angeles. Many people talk about education in our country and how it has fallen apart, and how especially in the Los Angeles United School District, the LAUSD, there are teachers that have been protected by the unions that are just, remember the story of a couple of months ago, this guy who was, he was passing around vials of his sperm to his students. I mean, sick, crazy nutcases, molesting children goes on in the school system there. It's happened elsewhere, no question about it. In L.A., they're trying to do something about it, and of course the unions are fighting. Education groups want to have test scores used as part of teacher reviews so there can be a competence discussion. Two proposals for a new teacher evaluation system aimed at breaking what is a troubling stalemate between the district and the unions. The teachers don't want to be evaluated. And they say they don't have to be under the current union statutes and agreements. The teachers there and elsewhere that are no good should be fired. This is one of the problems with having unions as public employees. You can't get rid of them. And as a result of that, things in the public sector are not, they're not what you're paying for. They're not adequate. They're not proper. And certainly, this is one example of many of unions just being totally out to lunch. So I'm for this. How about you? It ought to be in every, first to get rid of the unions, public employee unions, period, and you make teachers accountable, as we all are in the private sector. You either perform or you get fired. Why should you be protected if you're no good? Aye. 800-510-8255. Okay, so here's a headline you don't see very often. Sort of a rare display of bipartisanship. There was a hearing in Washington, I believe it was yesterday, that saw both Democrats and Republicans speak out against a proposal that could create international control of the Internet. Have you heard about this? China, Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and some other nations that don't exactly share our view of free speech, slated to discuss at the upcoming World Conference on International Telecommunications a discussion and a proposal to limit access and to control what people see and communicate. Now, you can say, oh, well, this is a religious thing. No, it's not. What it's really aimed at is political discontent. They want to control their countries, China, Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia. So the same kind of information that created Arab Spring last year in Egypt and what's created the hubbub in Syria and Libya and elsewhere, they don't want that. They don't want that information to be available. They want to be able to control it so that they can control their people, especially in an age when people in these countries are getting pretty upset about what's going on there. So what do you think about that? Man, that'd be really something that would set a lot of people on their ear. Good discussion item. Doreen's in Cadillac, Michigan, listening to Good Day. Hi, Doreen.
Good morning.
Morning.
I called in because I'm a private school teacher. I am not a part of a union, and I really don't like unions being part of the teaching profession. But I also disagree with having test scores being part of teacher evaluation.
All right, so what does make for a good, solid teacher performance evaluation?
Well, teachers need to be able to communicate that information, their information to the students. Mm-hmm. But depending on the level, I teach college prep classes, and yeah, I teach them at a difficult level. I want to challenge my students.
Right.
And I know that not all of them are going to test well.
Yeah, all right, I understand. Roger, you agree with Doreen?
Well, no,
okay.
I'm not.
I in the interest of time, I'm going to say that you don't know, but or maybe you do. Doreen, that was a good comment, though. I'm appreciative of your call. Please be ready when I go to you. That'd be a nice thing. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, it's our time to be discussing technology with the help of Shelley Palmer. He has a daily, actually a couple of different ways of communicating. He prepares information for us, the audio information for us. He has a blog that you can go to called Shelley Palmer's Digital Living. All kinds of things that he's been writing about BlackBerry this week and Netflix and the SpaceX cargo ship, which is kind of cool. And that's where I sort of bring us together here. Shelley and the SpaceX, this is interesting technology because it has introduced a new era of privatized space travel. Many of you probably have been following what's happened this week. The question Shelley asks is, where do we go from here? And we'll let him ask it and maybe come up with a hypothetical answer right after this on Good Day.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the seventh inning sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky.
That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Ever turn on your TV to find the Dish Hopper let you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the Dish Hopper let you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, now that SpaceX has ushered in the era of privatized space travel, where do we go from here? Yesterday, Dragon, SpaceX's Apollo-like space capsule, successfully splashed down in the Pacific Ocean just off of Baja California. The flight was monitored by NASA, SpaceX, and every other organization that could possibly monitor a spacecraft landing on Earth. SpaceX is a private company doing contract work for the government, but it certainly doesn't have to. In 1492, Queen Isabella I of Castile and King Ferdinand II of Aragon decided to fund Christopher Columbus's expedition in the hope of bypassing Portugal's monopoly on West African routes to the Indies. America may have been discovered by a government contractor, but it didn't take long for private investors and private companies to become the dominant players. What will happen in space? Go rewatch the opening of 2001 A Space Odyssey, change the logos to the ones you recognize, and you'll have a pretty good idea. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
For those of you who may not have heard, Mitt Romney's campaign had a bit of a snafu this week. Folks, they released a new app for the iPhone that will allow users to post pictures of themselves with different I'm with Mitt banners. The problem was that he misspelled America. Has everybody heard that story by now? Pretty funny stuff. And you know what? It sort of goes back to, this is not about technology as much as it is about people and their impatience with the things that are not perfect. Certainly there's no such thing as perfection in that world. Everything gets done, especially in a political time like this, with lightning speed. I think we have to just sort of forgive and forget a lot of the missteps on both sides. We don't do that, courtesy of the news media. Wouldn't you like to have somebody following around all the mistakes the news media folks make and make a big deal out of that instead of them always making a big deal out of some of these other things, making a mountain out of a molehill? I think that sounds like a cool idea, actually. It's coming up at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.